singing Love Will Guide Us.
I played through once. You may not have heard this before, seen it.
Piece of bagel, and we hope it lasts to the last person in the corner. So,
I
Maybe I am. I don't
know. He has to go past the musicians.
It's fairly clear, I think, I hope, that we do have spring. It's been a season of fits and starts so far around here. There was a good deal of spring early in April, earlier in March. It got up to 70, 80 some. I was up in northeastern Wisconsin last week, and it was alternately snowing like a blizzard. And you drive a mile or two, and the sun would shine. But this seems for real today. Something good, something new, something hopeful. And that's what today is all about, I think. This is spring. This is Easter. It's a season of hope. Many of us were raised Christian, I think, and we remember going to church on Easter, doing something like we're doing today here, eating a little bread. It had a different significance.
I thought it was a good thing just to do today, in our sense. Easter is something dying, something being reborn. It's a season of hope. Passover is the same thing, I think. You're sitting there in exile on the banks of the river. One of these days, you're going to be back where you want to be. It's a season of hope. There's no coincidence that they come at the same season of the year, I think. The springtime, the renewal. Let's see if we can make a fresh start.
In our lay ministry, as you know, we're talking about change and the new challenges that changes bring about. Which is, you know, the dying of the old and the coming of the new. And since today is intergenerational, even though I don't see many people under 4'9" here, we do welcome you, children, joining us. And last time, if you were here, you will remember that we asked you people who are under 4'9" what kinds of changes in technology have come about that you either liked or didn't like. And today, we'd like to ask you if you can think of any kind of animal that used to be alive and isn't alive anymore. We're confined this to people under 4'9" for a while, at least. What, is there any animal or bird that you can think of that used to be alive and isn't anymore? I'll give you one, and that's the dodo.
The dinosaurs.
She's under 4'9".
She's going to have to revise her standards again.
Yeah.
Saber-toothed tigers.
Yes, so we got dodos, dinosaurs, saber-toothed tigers. Ankylosaurus. Was that something about as high as my ankle?
This one looks like a turtle with a spiked tail.
Oh. Three. Okay.
Maybe we should broaden the question to, are there any animals or birds that you know of that are almost extinct? That very few remain. Perhaps you could, we call them endangered.
Yes.
A manatee. Why don't we open this up to big people
this
now?
One,
yes.
That's one question.
Elephants.
Elephants.
Very good.
Good thinking. I was reading today that yesterday, just 20 years ago, which is, never mind how long that, what portion of my life that is, but just 20 years ago, there were about 1.5 million elephants in Africa. And now there are half that number.
Loons and wolves.
Loons and wolves.
Wolves.
Eagles and vultures.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Passenger pigeons.
Condor.
Passenger
Very good.
Pigeon and condor.
Caroline parakeet.
Very good.
Snail darter.
Which?
The snail darter.
The snail darter.
Cranes.
Gray whales.
Of course, there are not many bison anymore.
They're being raised for meat in some cases.
Mm-hmm.
So now, yeah?
Panthers are on the verge of
Panthers.
And pandas, they're very concerned.
That's right, pandas.
Yeah. For a John's deer.
Frere John's deer.
It was a very common deer in China.
Is that the little one?
No, it's pretty good size. Okay. About the size of a white tail.
Yeah.
But was unique to the Midland forests of China.
Mm-hmm.
Was reintroduced there and can't be heard anymore.
The rainforest.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lots of animals in the rainforest. Yeah. We're going to stick with animals. That's all right. This is prairie.
Animals are all in
yeah.
So now let's just turn the tables and flip the question the other way now and say, what animals do people under 4 foot nine know of that are increasing or are in increasing numbers?
Yeah. White-tailed deer? Yeah. I'll give you another one. Barbara and Joe that were playing with me. They've got coyotes out of their place. They're increasing.
People and rabbits.
And rabbits.
Rats. Seagulls. Have you noticed how many seagulls are inland now? And not just over water, they're on fields.
Sparrows.
Crows.
Alligators.
Coming back, yeah.
Starlings.
Yeah.
Some things look like they're increasing because the habitat is gone now. So they don't see the people. They're on small land.
Because there are less gray whales, there are more krill. Because there are more krill, there's an abundance of penguins. So krill and penguins.
Krill and penguins.
Well, you've got me thinking, and I hope we've got you thinking too. What we would like for you to do now is to take one subject or the other, either the dodo, the animals who are extinct or are becoming extinct, or the Easter rabbit, Easter bunny, the animals who are becoming more and more in larger and larger numbers, and create a small
docudrama
or mini drama illustrating that with any moral, if you care to put a moral. It doesn't have to have a moral. And we would like you to divide into three groups. One group to be in the children's place downstairs, one group to be in here, and one group to be out there with the doors closed between, out with the coats. And each group, one group should not have all of our people under 4 foot nine. They are a scarce resource in this community, and we have to spread you around. Okay? And create then a mini drama or a docudrama showing either the expandingness or the contractingness of certain kinds of animals, including people, to last maybe 1 to 2 minutes, which you will then present to the group when you come back. So, would you like to be divided up arbitrarily, or would you like to decide where you're going?
You decide.
You decide. We decide. All right. Then this third of people, please go into the basement. This third of people, please stay in this room. And this third of people, please go out into the hall or the sun patio outside. You choose what you're going to do.
Well done. The second help, second helping for anybody that needs.
I'll have a second helping.
Yeah, you gotta stay here.
I have an idea. I have an idea. We're going to wait for people to come.
There you go.
Rosemary.
You said
about a species that's increasing.
Me too.
It's called greyhound
lizard.
Dog. Greyhound dogs. Greyhound dogs. Greyhound dogs. Greyhound dogs. Greyhound dogs. Which has a lot of ramifications. First of all, if you look at the papers this morning, you see a kennel where they're talking about all these cute six-month-old puppies in this group, plus you just see kennel after kennel full of these dogs for no purpose other than to help people lose their money gambling. I mean, a few people have done it.
We can do a race pack all around.
Yeah.
We have one rabbit.
mechanical money.
No, is that what they chase?
Yeah.
Mechanical
rabbit. And not trying to one of your things. We need
profits.
We need
to. The sole purpose of the increase of the population of those dogs is to cause a whole lot of people to.
The mechanical rabbit, you know, runs on a
thing. On track, doesn't it? Right. It's on.
Maybe that could be the track for somebody.
What about the various aspirations to be a rabbit?
The various implications of not off the track.
Right. And what?
Tourists.
Right. More tourists. You destroy that area, whatever the habitat was originally.
Yeah, the window where you buy the tickets. You have a ticket seller. Sure. You have a track, and you could have quite a few greyhounds running after the mechanical rabbit.
So it'd be a greyhound.
You have to decide who's going to win. It's a greyhound.
Well, the rabbit always gets there first.
Yeah, so if you're going to take the greyhound,
yeah.
You got to hop that.
Rabbit chasing.
Who's going to shovel the shed?
That's one of the consequences from the adults.
That sounds too much like work.
Yeah.
I just have to have an innocent and a rabbit. That's a child, right?
I had an idea that was totally different. I railed the whole thing, but actually I'm much lazier today than thinking about running around the dog track. So the lazy man's approach to, or the lazy person's approach to our assignment. I was thinking of having, like if you had just a man and a woman going standing, and then, so that's a one couple, and then in terms of the increasing numbers of human beings, you know, they have a certain number of people come stand in front of them that are their children, they have a certain number of people, you have and just have people go and stand, and they wouldn't have to say anything or do anything. Stand in partnership as if, and then other people join you. And after, you know, how many generations you can go, pretty well could use all the people. And, you know, increase the numbers.
Actually, we should do that, you know, and then to add significance to it. We could say that we could start out with someone under 5'9", and we could say here are young people, and then here they are when they get old, and then during the course of their life, they eat so many trees, and then we can have trees that fall over, and then they eat so many cows, and the cows fall over, and so many chickens, and we can have everybody else waiting in a pile of just these two people standing up.
Well, I guess
we're
thinking.
Well, that's a good idea.
And this last one. Another thing, this is just another idea. Actually, I like this one better, but here's another idea. I mean, we might as well get all these ideas. We could sit up maybe on the crutches or on something else around here. You know, you've seen these things that go through the Everglades, you know, these things with their hands on the back. So we could have a boat that drives around and put a little motor on the back and runs over the manatees. That would be fun.
That's not the boat that runs over the manatees.
What's that?
If that's not the boat that runs
over
the manatees.
If that was the boat that did run over the manatees, they wouldn't have nearly as much trouble. It's the outboard motor propellers that cut them off.
All we need is a motor.
What we need is one of these old fashioned meters on the back. You know, so much better.
I like your other idea better. I can say it a lot more. give us a chance to meet cows and trees and
yeah.
I don't know whatever else they decided to eat that it could be eaten up and used up.
Actually, I ran across that a long time, that idea some time ago in a book written by some Canadian philosopher. He said that if at the end of their lives, right, or of a person's life, a human being could see all the animals that he eaten at, during his life in front of them, that just the noise they were all making would be almost deafening.
Even
being greyhounds. We just have to choose on each week. We have to have somebody name all the consequences. I guess you have to people eat cheese and the cows would fall over because we cheese.
Well, the animals we could have would be pigs and cows and sheep and what else?
Chickens.
Fish.
Turkeys.
It could be like one of those acting classes.
Tender
chicken.
That's when your name.
Oh, that's in your ear.
That would be great.
She'll be good right here. She can do a dance.
I would be a treat.
How would you know you're a treat?
Should we call
Tinder? I saw a figure, I'm not sure if it's correct, but each Sunday's worth of newspapers around the world takes 500,000 trees.
Wow.
Like, excuse me, in the United States, but trees are mostly from the U.S. and Canada. U.S. newspapers cost 500,000 trees.
So let me get straight. Would we have just a bunch of people doing this, or one couple doing this?
Tell me.
A family? We should have a family.
The same thing he said. My friend told me that McDonald's, every day McDonald's uses so much styrofoam and paper that it could fill up the Empire State Building.
That's pretty big.
There's so much trash. They recycle all the data. They don't put a lot of money.
Well, we have a family, don't we? And we have one child there.
Yeah. The family members could divide up the various reactions and read a newspaper and have the phone call.
He could be eating.
Sure. Yes.
Any newspapers?
I got a newspaper.
You'd be driving.
Driving.
You know, we could have a
run over an armadillo.
So the bed would be quite active.
Or a greyhound.
Have a greyhound run over the armadillo.
We need a narrator to explain this to
me.
And yeah, somebody, yeah. All
the
people just make.
He could be. I don't think mine can carry it.
Mine?
No, not completely.
Well,
I really experienced mine not carrying it all. That's really experienced.
Well, I think we should have a whole forest of trees, and we should have a whole menagerie of animals.
I think should we all be different things, as the narrator's talking about the newspaper and the trees, then we're trees, and then he's talking about chickens, we go run over and eat chickens. And
sure,
yeah.
You can have a whole herd of these things.
We just act out to get to know you.
Maybe McDonald's hamburgers and a whole bunch of cattle.
Well, maybe the family could kind of be its own narrator, telling what they're doing as well as doing.
Got a narrator here, you can't do anything else.
That's true.
What a narrator.
What resources would we utilize that would cause destruction of the rainforest because we're on open monkey here?
Well, rainforests are taking up
like. Is that growing coffee?
No, they're converted mainly for agriculture.
Oh, you can go out and buy a new teak stand for your TV.
Well, you go to fast food.
Yeah, fast food.
Drive your car to the Burger King. It's supposed to be especially notorious for using rainforest and McDonald's for cows to supply the hamburger houses.
Yeah, you could have the cattle falling down, you have first we get green balls fall down.
And then stop. Yeah, we fall down and just stop. We
need to stop.
Fall or something. But I think we should get to make all these animal noises.
I think if somebody can make this up and we can just follow this.
I'll do it.
Somebody can add a little bit and we just do what Al was describing.
Oh, yeah.
We just kind of stand here.
I'm going to start with Boy Meets Girl.
But let's try to do a dry run.
You're a great animal.
Let's practice it.
In fact,
Okay, Mr. Narrator.
Have to have people up.
But we're on the
floor. Because everybody's going to be up here.
Come on, folks.
Everybody's supposed to be up here in practice. You're lucky that we have the advantage of having a stage.
That's right.
We'll give our dog all things that you can put up on.
Just stand in the back.
No, who's going to narrate?
Al's going to narrate.
I need a piece of paper. Does anybody have a piece of paper?
Right. You got something right on it?
Yeah, I just need a piece.
These blank on one side?
No. I hate to use up a book.
Well, here's a blank side.
Okay, you going to start us out just so we see if we're going to start?
Yeah.
Are people just going to choose what they want to be?
No, we're all going to be the same thing at the same time. Except for the family.
Or different animals.
Yeah. No, I think you're going to mention cows and things like that, right?
Huh?
So we can all know what we're going to be.
So you think they're going to be coming up in person? You can't say nothing.
Yeah, we're for all three.
Okay.
We'll just get up again.
We want to start it with
well,
the nuclear family here, no children, and so we'll have to go through it. So we're going to start with this couple, and the first thing they're going to do is they're going to build a house. They're going to
build a house. So I think we all have our backs to with bias. We're nothing. Yeah.
Well, we're just
we're nothing yet.
Yeah.
Trees.
Yeah, and the woodwork, the woodwork's going to be select northern hardwoods and yeah. That's part of it. But we're also going to use some Douglas fir from Douglas.
Maybe I might need a logger.
We're gonna do. We're going to get the spotted owl in here, so we're going to have northern, about half of you northern hardwoods and the rest Douglas fir, all right? And the spotted owl. So we need a spotted owl. Who's going to be a spotted owl?
What's that? It's an
spotted owl.
Spotted owl,
yes.
Who's going to be the owl?
Sure,
here's the owl.
Big eye.
This is for the rainforest. We got a rainforest.
Okay. Okay, and we'll get the rainforest. All right, now we've got to get some children. We've got a child. What's the consequence of adding a child?
Diapers.
Ah, diapers. Yes.
Candy.
Disposable diapers.
Is that more
time? And the medical waste being disposed. I guess we're stuck.
Okay. Maybe we just stay out there. We'll be the first group of
groups. Oh, yeah. I think we'll make it. Sure. Turn those two lights on. Turn the two switches both being on. Yeah. Those. Yeah, you're going first.
Yeah, you'll be
keeping the right line.
You tell us what the animals are and we'll do them.
Huh? We reoriented it. We figured we needed the extra footing. Okay, get that child hit.
You in charge now?
Yeah, I guess so. You know, we've been reading in the paper that that liberals are passe, so we have up here a graduate of Reed College, and the other one's a graduate of Old Miss. I'll let you decide which one. We're going to mix the conservative and the liberal together here so that no one's at fault. These two folks have met just out of college and decided to get married. So, they're going to be. And settling down in the politically correct part of Madison on a lot with no house. So we're going to be clearing off any indigenous species, especially the honeysuckle, from that lot, getting it ready. Putting up a house made of Douglas fir, and of course, coming from the Pacific Northwest. I think out here somewhere there's a spotted owl. Yeah, yeah. And select northern hardwoods. Now, you know what houses cause, don't you? Houses cause children. Happens every time. Now we got a problem. You know, left over in the forest out here is all that extra waste that's been used. They don't burn it in the teepee burners anymore. They make diapers out of it. You know, all those extra trees. But where are we going to put those diapers, folks?
Okay,
Hoxie Keep. Huh? Yeah, Hoxie Keep. Can't remember that. They were in the hospital. University hospital, in fact. And, you know, they give you a plastic wash tub and all of those other things that have got to be taken care of somewhere. But pretty soon these children do, in fact, grow up and want to go to McDonald's for lunch. But before going to McDonald's for lunch, since this is Easter Sunday, we've got to get the newspaper out and check and see if there's a better option. Perhaps we can go to a brunch. Perhaps a brunch. How about it? The best hotel got a good brunch today? Nah. Are we going to go to a brunch or are we going to McDonald's? How many are in favor of going to McDonald's? How many to brunch? Yeah, McDonald's wins. Yeah, sorry. Oh, yeah. Being a politically correct family, they do have a diesel car. Yes. It's a diesel down to McDonald's. Idle it a few lights, please. Where is this diesel coming from, by the way? What happened to those dinosaurs? Did they help a lot along the way in getting that oil? How about a refinery fire in Milwaukee last week for that oil? But we're now down to McDonald's. What are we ordering?
Big Mac.
Big Mac? Where does this cow come from?
Egg McMuffin.
Where is this cow coming from? Chicken McMuffin. Yeah. Now we can perhaps on the way home we can stop off at Michael's frozen custard. Yeah, notice this farm over here. Yeah, notice this farm over here is located producing the milk just on the north shore of Lake Mendota. And after Michael's, we're going to go home and watch television. And the electricity, of course, is coming from which watershed have we wiped out for the electricity to run this television?
Wisconsin River.
So it's a flowage. And remember, there are, in fact, pike living at the bottom of the Wisconsin River. So we can leave this poor family watching the news of the spearing protests in northern Wisconsin and wondering about all of these cows, all of these trees, all of the litter that they have left behind during the day. What started all this? We realized, or someone gave us a statistic, that 500,000 trees go into the average Sunday's newspapers in the United States. So,
enjoy your comments. Who's up next?
Thank you.
These are my cousins. Most of them are living in a park these days. And roaming around the savannah, eating, breeding, drinking. And these creatures are in danger, but they do have some protectors. Who are the protectors here?
We are the rangers. We protect the elephants.
And can you tell us about your job?
We watch the elephants and look over them and make sure that no hunters are coming in and killing them or stealing the ivory.
But suddenly there's danger in the Africa. Here comes some. What are these people creeping around? What are they doing? At all.
Ah, I am the representative of the Everest Petrochemical Company, and I can sell you all of the white plastic to supplant the ivory that you would want. Oh, it's better. It's better. It's much better. It doesn't have all that nasty blood on it.
Well, this scene is replayed every day in Africa, many, many times over, where elephants are left with dead and gaping holes. I understand the herd went from 1.5 million to 10,000
in a period of 10 years.
So I understand there is some movement afoot to stop importing and production of ivory figurines.
It's against the law in this country.
It's against the law in this country.
But they can still sell what they have.
And you are using bone instead.
From the winter solstice for 1 year. We'll put out one egg a day somewhere in the United States, mostly in Madison. One was here at Prairie, and she's drawing on each of them. They're blown eggs that she draws or paints on, and then she puts them around the town, and there's a little notice on them with a blessing and saying, you know, you may take this egg. And when I found the egg here at Prairie, I thought the little notes certainly couldn't be for me, so I didn't take it. And it, now someone else has taken it. So you might want to look in today's paper for that.
Can we see if someone
took it? No, I don't know who took it.
They took it here.
No, not necessarily. It could be the daycare.
So it was.
Did someone here get the egg?
It was on the stairway in a little niche. After we finished, people on the forward line may look for this egg. And before we finish, we're not going to have any more announcements today. We'll do that one. Put them in the newsletter.
Yes.
I want you, please, to move your chairs to the side, and everybody except Alan will dance.
Can I hear a joy?
Yes, it's a joy.
Dick has not been able to hear the prayer for 2 weeks.
And our joy is that he does not have hepatitis, and he's now able to be back coming to pray. And he really missed being out on feet.
Thank you.
can't believe how much something like this means until you can have it.
Do you have any more rooms for Joyce?
Yes.
Lots of joy.
I'm just very joyful to announce that last weekend, Andrea and I celebrated our 10th anniversary.
Are we going to introduce any new people?
Oh, sure.
Yes.
New faces.
Well, I'd like to introduce our friends who are visiting here from Flint. This is Lucky, Maggie, and Teresa and Cassie in the back.
I'd like to introduce my mother, who's here again. Almost Andrew, and just studies the time.
I'd like to introduce my friends Nate and Nancy, who are here, I think, for about the second time.
Who's visiting and is going to be moving to Madison in a little while as a resident of Bend Crockett.
I'd like to introduce myself. I'm Lori Martins. This is my partner and this is our son, Dominic.
Now, time to move the chat.
Oh, one moment.
I was here last time, but my name is Tom.
Side 4-7. Just skip to my little.
Skip to Malou for these guys, and then when Norma breaks the circle, he starts speaking. I got it. Yeah.
Listening. Okay. So it's women to the center. Ready and.
Thank you.